This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening to you for Wednesday, September 24th, 2014. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, good evening. Looking forward to tonight's show. Special
yes.
one.
Yep, we have our rite of equinoctial equilibrium to do tonight, and if you joined us in the past for this ceremony, then you know it's about kind of recentering, but we'll get into that in just a moment. Metaphysical Universe is a weekly service and educational program of the International Society of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this weekly radio program, we also operate two schools, the Institute of Metaphysical Humanistic Science, or IMHS, where you can get your bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysics. We also operate the International College of Humanistic Science, ICHS, where you can take standalone courses or get certified in things like spiritual counseling, life coaching, holistic healing, paranormal science, and many others. For more information on those, metaphysicsinstitute.org or ICHSworld.org. We want to get to our profession of beliefs, then we'll get into the meat of our program. The spiritual philosophy of the International Society of Metaphysical Humanism is based upon 9 principles of belief. These principles of belief are, number 1, as sentient and evolving human beings, we not only believe in practicing and living by the principle do no harm, but also in the principle of do right, thus enhancing the vibrational level of humanity. Number 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit to ultimately triumph in the face of any dilemma. The answers we seek already exist within us. We invoke and exert the counselor and guru within. Number 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems, and believe the roots of those solutions lie in exploring, understanding, and empowering the human condition. Number 4, we embrace the differences that make all human beings unique, recognizing that we all come from star material and are therefore equal, irrespective of heritage, beliefs, gender, or gender preference. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. Number 5, rather than a supreme being, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. Number 6, we believe the nature of a human being encompasses both a physical and spiritual aspect, and that human consciousness survives the death of the physical body in a coherent fashion. Thus, death opens a new chapter of life and conducts the individual into a higher state of existence. Number 7, we believe in self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will, and that these 3 synergistically create the goal of self-completeness. Number 8, we believe in the value of practical education in metaphysics, metapsychology, and life skills as a means of empowering the human spirit and embracing the human condition. We maintain an open but grounded mind to potential realities as yet undescribed by science. Number 9, we believe that discovering the true nature of consciousness and human existentialism will ultimately have a positive impact on human evolution and peaceful coexistence. And for more information on these principles of belief, as well as the International Society of Metaphysical Humanism, please visit metaphysicalhumanism.org. All right, so tonight we're going to discuss what the rite of equinoctial equilibrium is.
Who calls it that?
Who named that? I don't know. They ought to be fired.
It's the equinox balancer.
Yeah.
The autumn time, it's beautiful. You know, where we are up here in Canada at the moment, it's everything's starting to change colors. And I'm thinking Halloween and pumpkins, and it's exciting. Of course, that's more next month, but that's what September does in that autumn time. It's a great time.
Mm-hmm. And so, of course, it's autumn. I think the equinox was actually yesterday. The 23rd,
yes.
And so this is the closest show to it. That's why we're celebrating it tonight. tonight's show will probably be a little bit shorter because of that. We're going to talk about this, and then after we do the actual ceremony and rite, we're going to talk a little bit about the society and what's exciting about it, and then we're going to wrap it up for this week. This rite of equinoctial equilibrium is one of four special ceremonies that we have each year. In fact, this is right now the closest thing we have is to holidays as a ministerial organization. And so these are religious observances, so to speak. They are spiritual observances. And it's a time to just realign and recenter. You know, where you been? Where you going? Where you at now? And that's why we do this, is to kind of, as Dr. Hunter would say, press the pause button and evaluate where you at, where you been, how are your goals going, what are you doing to work toward your purpose or living your dream, those kinds of questions. And so as we go through this discussion tonight, think about that. You know, where are you at? How are you doing on that? If you are a student at IMHS or even ICHS, how are you doing with your studies? You know, have you lost your excitement or enthusiasm a little bit because of life? You know, life gets in the way for everybody, no matter what you're doing. And so we have to remember what's important to us. We have to recommit to pursuing our purpose, which brings meaning to our life. Pursue those goals, which will help us to feel satisfied, to feel fulfilled and complete. Any other comments, Dr. Hunter?
No, I was just thinking about the seasons, and to be honest, I was thinking something entirely different. You know, there's many Scandinavian areas that observe eight seasons in the year, and other places in the world that observe two. But, you know, we distinctly acknowledge four, which is the balance points, which is exactly that checking in that mm-hmm. you're talking about. And I think that when there's eight seasons or two seasons, it's more about growing, you know, how in those particular areas, you know, how you plant seeds and you nurture them and then you harvest them. And that's kind of where we're at, is this harvest time. And again, every place on the planet has something very distinguishable to the culture that is that checking in point. That's actually what I was thinking about while you
were
talking.
Well, you know, that actually gives me an idea, a thought, too, that it's very apropos, is that, think about it, for the Northern Hemisphere, it's the fall. You know, we're winding down the year, so to speak.
Yeah.
Okay, and in the Southern Hemisphere, it's the spring. We're, you know, revving up the year. So if you think about that for a moment, we're at a point where one chapter is closing, yet another one's opening. So it's almost a symbolic thing about our lives. Usually at some point in our life, we've got chapters that are closing and chapters are opening. Well, think about that for a minute. What chapters are closing? Which ones are opening? Which ones are you delaying closing or delaying opening that should be closed or should be opened? Those are, this is some food for thought. I think it's an interesting point. So there's a symbolism, too, that we can draw from and help reorder, rebalance where we're at in life. All right, so let's, without any further ado, get to our ceremony. The way that this works, if you're new to this, is that if you have a candle, if you remember one of those, get it out, get it ready, and you'll be prompted to light it just as we begin this ceremony. There'll be some pauses, but pay close attention to the words. They're designed to stimulate thought. They're designed to be a statement of what we do. Remember, this is one of our religious observances, so that's why it's worded the way that it is, and it's just designed to get you thinking. So with that, we shall begin.
With the lighting of the flame.
With the lighting of the flame, we commence the rite of equinoctial equilibrium, the time of year in which the day and night are aligned and in balance. We invite all those who are able to now join us in lighting the ceremonial flame.
through the universe, of which I'm a part, beats the energy of life and into my heart. A flame of fire lights up my soul with will and desire for the world to know. The energy of life beats through my heart and through the universe, of which I'm a part.
With the lighting of the flame, we symbolically transfer the fire of our spirit to a visual representation that we can see and feel. Or in this way, we are reminded of the power of this fire, the power of our spirit, the fire of our passion to fulfill our unique and individual purpose, the passion of our spirit to do no harm and to do right, the never-ending light and warmth contained within us that honors the divine nature of all life and regards all sentient life as equal, having one common origin in the stuff of stars. We are one planet and one race with one ancestry and one destiny.
Connectedness.
The energy of our unfettered consciousness creates an expanded awareness of the profound connection that we have to one another, to all divine life, to Mother Earth, and to the universe. We pause in grateful acknowledgement of the universal consciousness that connects and unites us all. We take a moment of silence in honor, remembrance, and appreciation for the interdependent relationships we have with those closest to us and with all living things.
Responsibility.
We are connected to all things, and yet we are one. And in each one of us lies the indomitable power of the human spirit to ultimately prevail in the face of any dilemma, to rise above any obstacle, to triumph over challenge. We recognize the inherent responsibility we have as a race of adept beings to resolve the challenges before us and acknowledge that this is as it should be.
Self-completeness.
The flame before us is complete within itself. It needs no other part, no other spark to sustain it. We too are complete within ourselves and need no other spark to sustain us. The synergy of self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will creates self-completeness. We need nothing nor anyone outside ourselves, for the answers we seek already exist within us. Our flame is within. We look there.
Equilibrium.
This is the time of year that the day and the night are in balance. They're equal. It is in this equilibrium that we seek to reconcile the things unequal, to recalibrate the things unbalanced, to recenter our consciousness and awareness, to realign our thoughts with the fulfillment of our individual and unique purpose. We draw from the cycles, phases, and rhythms of the universe that continue in perfect harmony from time immemorial. We attune the cycles, phases, and rhythms inherent in our own inner universe that they may serve our highest good and that we may serve others for their highest good in the spirit of do no harm and do right. So the day, so the night, so the universe, so our life. Equilibrium is renewed.
Positive consciousness.
In our innermost thoughts, in our heart of hearts, we strive toward positive consciousness, harboring ill will toward no form of life. So the energy within, so the energy without, so the one, so the many. We possess conscious awareness of the universal mind, the universal consciousness, the interconnectedness of all who are. Thus, synergy is created. We pause for a moment to send out positive energy to those in need. We recognize the power of gratitude and deliberate intent. For like attracts like, and the like that we positively intend is the like that we invite and the sum that we receive. We pause for a moment of silence to calibrate our intent, to send positive and deliberate intent out into the universe in harmony with our own unique purpose, so that may return to us in due time. As the fire of the flame burns before us, so too burns the flame of our passion for doing right, and the fire in our soul to immerse everything around us in the bright light of our positive intent. May the fire of our essence burn brightly to the higher good of all who are.
The fires for life burn deeply within, joined with the universe, and creations begin, brightly shining, new thoughts akin, and so it is, the light within, and so it is.
With the quenching of the flame, we affirm the transference of its light, warmth, and energy to empower the spirit within us as a beacon of light shining brightly upon the world in the strength of do no harm and do right. We make it so, and so it is. The flame is transferred. And this completes the Rite of Equinoctial Equilibrium for September of 2014. We thank you for joining us in this ceremony. Our next ceremony will be in December, on or about the 21st, 22nd, right in there. We'll have to look at the calendar, but that is for the Rite of Signature, which is, again, is another opportunity to reconnect with us and what we're doing and where we're going. All right, so we've got just a few more minutes left that we want to talk about some things. And since we've done our Rite of Equinoctial Equilibrium tonight, and we're on the topic of ceremonies and rites that is related to the International Society of Metaphysical Humanism as a ministerial organization, loosely call it a church, but it is a ministerial organization. And it's been around since May of 2010, is when I founded it. Of course, it's based on decades of experience and even more decades when you factor in Dr. Hunter and her and all her experience.
It's because we're old.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that.
There we go.
I want to just take a few moments, and we have listeners around the world. A lot of people can't tune into the live program because they're just in a different time zone. It's the middle of the night for many. It's just the time. So they tune into the archives, and we appreciate that. We appreciate those who tune in live. We appreciate those who listen to the archives. We have a few folks in the chat room. If you have questions, you're more than welcome to ask them if you'd like. But we appreciate you being part of this. And there's a lot to be excited about with the society. And when I say the society, I mean the International Society of Metaphysical Humanism. It's come a long way, and it's still got a ways to go, too. But when I started this society, and of course we started under a different name, the Metaphysical Church of Humanistic Science. A lot of people are turned off by the word church. We use it loosely to describe the organization because it is a ministerial organization. But it's different than any other. There are some similarities here and there to others, but it's unique. And we operate a number of educational programs and research programs. The educational programs, as I stated at the outset, are IMHS, the Metaphysics Institute, and ICHS, two schools, metaphysical schools, where you can get an excellent education in practical life skills and other metaphysical topics, life coaching, spiritual counseling, ufology, paranormal science, holistic healing, and the list goes on. And it's an excellent education. And the exciting thing about it, it changes lives. It does. There's not just one or two students whose lives are changed. It's just about every one of them. We read their assignments. We read what they write. And they are changed when they're a certain way. They're one person when they come into the program, and when they graduate, they're completely different. They have donned on all kinds of great new skills that they've learned throughout the program, and their minds have been stretched, and they appreciate it. And there's testimonials all over the place, all over the websites there to read that come from students. But it does. It changes lives. And the interesting thing is that the entire IMHS curriculum, and by extension the ICHS curriculum, whatever course you take, all is based on the nine principles of belief that I read at the outset. It's based on the life leadership paragon, which is part of our principles of belief. That is self-acceptance, self-responsibility, respect for free will, and these create self-completeness. So the whole point of the society is to encourage its members and others, at society at large, to be complete within themselves. It teaches a human-centered spiritual philosophy. It doesn't teach a God-centered spiritual philosophy. It teaches you why you're enough. It teaches you to look within for the answers that you seek. Of course, you can ask advice, but the decision is up to you. Be your own counselor. Look inward for those answers, because they're there. You just got to kind of dredge them up a little bit sometimes. We've got to think. We've got to work at it. And as we do, we raise our awareness. In my opinion, the spiritual philosophy of the International Society is the healthiest one on the planet, because we're not going to tell you you're a sinner. We're not going to tell you that you're imperfect. We're not going to tell you that you got to go do penance to some supernatural being in the sky that people wonder where the heck he is. We're not going to tell you to do that stuff. We want to empower people. You're enough. You're a powerful, powerful entity, just the way you are right now. The biggest challenge that we have is getting people to believe that. They don't believe it. Low self-esteem is rampant throughout this planet. And one of our big jobs is to help raise awareness, which means help raise self-esteem. And that's why we want to empower the human spirit. We want to empower you. You can do anything you want. You know, I mean, I don't want to sound cliche, it's like some of the motivational speakers, but what they say is right. You've got the power. Everybody does. It's just innate. It's who you are. And because we have this consciousness, which is non-local, it's, you know, your mind is not in your brain. We don't know where it is. It's just not there. It's everywhere. We can tap into that, and we can learn and grow and evolve. And that's what we should be doing. That's part of what life is about. And Vicki, you just jump in anytime. So I'll keep going.
Well, the thing I was thinking about as you were speaking is that I think everyone internally is good. I think everyone wants to be good. And when you read the nine principles, anybody says, well, that just makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know, it just makes sense. But how do you get to live it? You know, how do you act it out? How do you formulate that? So I think a number of things happen here. First of all, is you get to connect with other people who are like-minded. Mm-hmm. That's a big one. And the other is learning how to connect the dots. Because I think randomly, a lot of people have the right thoughts. They just aren't necessarily connecting in a linear understanding. And that's what the IMHS program really gives, is how to connect the dots and fill in the blanks. So it's like, oh, the light bulbs go on because it's in there. We all know it in our consciousness or in our subconsciousness. But it, you know, mentally and emotionally puts a new perspective on things. And I think that's what I greatly appreciate hearing from all the students, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, how cool is this, is our principles of belief? I mean, they're grounded. They're down to earth. They make sense. You know, we're not going to tell you that we need to go and, you know, seek out the ascended masters or the solar system gods or who the heck ever. You know, we're saying you got it. You're enough. You've got everything. It's such a beautiful philosophy. It's so grounded. It's so healthy. It's so right. And yet, if the whole world would just follow those nine principles of belief, think about the changes that would come about. We would stop fighting each other. We'd start helping each other. We'd start helping with poverty and food shortages and famine and sickness and all that stuff. We don't need that stuff. We have the power to make a huge difference in this planet. And, of course, we're all evolving. And as you said, Vicki, you know, most people want peace. They want good. They just lack awareness. So if you've ever wondered, why are there so many thoughtless, discourteous people out there that seem to be, quote, mean? They're not really mean. And I'm talking about the lion's share, the majority. There's always the sociopaths out there, the psychos. But I'm talking about the, you know, humanity at large here. most everybody just, they lack awareness. We're all different levels of awareness. When we learn a lesson, we grow in awareness. So we stop doing something. If we realize, wow, we've kind of been unthoughtful, we change, and now our awareness grows. And that's why people do what they do, because they're just in various states, various levels of awareness. And we need, that's our job here, is to raise awareness. And so with that in mind, I am now working on the next phase of development for the International Society, and that is developing the International Society side of things. We put a lot of effort and a lot of time and a lot into the schools, because that's where it starts, you know, the education part of it. But now we're putting more into the society side of it. I'm still got plans to finish the Enchiridion, which means handbook, which will outline the beliefs of metaphysical humanists. And I'm also working on another publication called Sacred Obligations. And these are going to be publications for the society to teach what we believe, to teach people the good things, the practical life skills, the things that we can employ on a day-to-day basis and have more success. Those are in the works. I'm planning on having them out in the next 2 or 3 months or so. Another aspect that I'm looking at now is starting our first physical location here in the Northport, Florida area. I don't have a location yet, but I'm working on it. We're accumulating things to make that happen. And my vision is to have satellite chapters and churches, if you will, we use that loosely, wherever anybody wants to put one, you know, preferably, and it's going to probably have to be a graduate of IMHS, because they will have been taught properly all of the different things. But those are some opportunities that will be there for those of you students who would like to start a local chapter of the Society of Metaphysical Humanism. That's coming up. And that's exciting, because we can make a difference. And I know there have been people who said this before, but we've got what it takes. We have the philosophy, the healthy spiritual philosophy. We have the infrastructure, and we need to continue building resources so that we can launch to a fuller degree our Pay It Forward program. And that's going to be a vital aspect of our weekly services once we do have our local congregations established. You know, a kind of an ongoing, active Pay It Forward type of campaign, where we go and do good works. We do right for people. And there's a myriad ways that that can be done, and those will all be outlined as we develop things. Many of our own students are finding ways to do just that, that are brilliant. One student today was talking, Lisa Clark, I believe, was talking, a newer student, was talking about how her children, they got this idea, her and her children, or she got the idea and she shared it with children. What they did was they were writing letters to students, telling these students what they liked about them. Just a short note: this is what I like about you, this is how I feel. And it's gone viral, as her kids say, and now the whole school's doing it. I mean, that's just one example. Another student who started helping with school lunches, and they sent, we talked about this on a past show, she makes extra sandwiches and she sends them to school with her kids to share. And other parents are doing the same thing. Those are things coming right out of what students are learning in IMHS, which is the basis of metaphysical humanism. There are many good things that we've got, and positives. And I wanted to get, you know, share my excitement with those who are listening, because this is a good thing to get excited about. There's hope. There's always hope. You know, and we have to have that hope, because when the hope is lost, it's hopeless, literally. There is nothing. And we don't want a hopeless situation. Humanity is an incredible species. Yes, we have our downsides. Yes, we have tribal warfare and other stuff. But we're learning slowly but surely. We're growing. We're evolving little by little. And it's getting better every day in some ways. And the beautiful thing is the internet's brought us together. So we know that there are many like-minded people out there. Any last comments, Dr. Hunter?
Well, we're in a very exciting time. It's very nerve-wracking for a lot of people, as you state. You know, there's a lot of situations on the planet. But if we really take a look, there's hundreds of thousands of people marching through the streets of New York for climate change, you know, and education and movements. And so there is this wonderful positive consciousness that is emerging and that we're all very much a part of. And actually, even by thinking about it, you're tuning into it.
Yeah.
And now we can go and participate. It's exciting.
Good points. And so, you know, I hope that this helps some of our members and listening to this to get excited about it. And if you want to have a part of this, please, we welcome you. Come join us. You can register to be an associate member of the society. MetaphysicalHumanism.org. Just type it out. MetaphysicalHumanism.org. There's probably a link on the radio show page, too. But come join us and get active in it. And if you're not already enrolled at IMHS, think about doing that. Or ICHS, take a standalone course or certification program. They are powerful, powerful programs, and they will change your life. I know they will. They change everybody's life. Heck, the principles change my life. Change everybody's life that pays attention to. So next week we are going to do our Inner Oracle Self-Discovery Card show, where people will call in and we can do readings, and we'll explain what that's all about.
Dr. Kelly is a reader.
Inner Oracle.
That's fun. It's fun.
And those the first shipment of decks has arrived, and we ship those out to those who ordered them. And if you go to metaphysicalhumanism.org, you'll see examples of the cards, just new one with every time you refresh the page. And they can be ordered there at metaphysicalhumanism.org/store. And they're kind of cool. They really are cool. They're more than I expected. So we're proud of them. Anyway, until next week, folks. Thanks for tuning in, and just listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Really live. Good night.
Good night.